Welcome to the DermVet Podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Bourgeois, a board-certified veterinary dermatologist practicing in Portland, Oregon with animal dermatology clinics. I'm also a mom of two, just trying to find the balance like everyone else. Let's learn to ditch the itch, cytology, everything, and make derm more fun than frustrating.
We know that pyoderma can be extremely frustrating. We are unfortunately seeing more and more resistant infections compared to what was seen, 10, 20 years ago. And our options are becoming very limited. On the flip side, we also know things like managing chronic dermatologic disease, such as atopic dermatitis, is expensive for owners. So sometimes we can be a bit limited in these cases as far as what diagnostics we can do and what treatment options we can reach for. So we'll hear of various topical therapies that we can use, say, for a canine pyoderma. And certainly, most of us would love to use something like a 3-4% chlorhexidine. If you look in the literature, that seems to have the most support around it as far as efficacy against staph organisms. But what if utilizing chlorhexidine isn't enough for that particular case? And say we have a widespread superficial pyoderma that we need to get rid of, and ideally we would do something like culture a case. But let's say you get one of two scenarios. Either one, you get a culture back and there's really no systemic options, and that sounds very scary, but it is true. We are getting lots of cultures that unfortunately limit what options we have available to use systemically. Or two, let's say you have a case that hasn't responded to routine antibiotics and the owner really can't afford a culture. A culture is not a cheap test. It can run a couple hundred dollars at most of our veterinary clinics. So what do you do in that case? We certainly don't want to play antibiotic roulette and just keep pumping them with different antibiotics. We're going to breed a more and more resistant infection. So you will hear us talk about things like bleach. And whenever you mention the possibility of using bleach in a dog, it can be, really worrisome to some owners because it sounds really intimidating to actually go and bleach your dog. But bleach actually can be really, really beneficial. And if you do look in the literature, there are lots of different studies to support bleach. And you'll also hear this called like sodium hypochlorite. But bleach, obviously, why do we use it? I mean, it helps to get rid of pathogens. So it is something that you actually can utilize in superficial pyoderma. Deep pyoderma obviously would be very difficult because you're not going to get bleach going to those deeper levels of the skin. But you actually can be very effective using bleach in superficial pyoderma. And so the one thing we don't have exactly clear is what's the perfect ratio for us to use in bleach. We're obviously not going to use straight bleach because that's going to be extremely irritating to a pet's skin. And so you'll see various ratios and percentages in the literature, but it is something that definitely can be used. So what are the benefits of bleach? Well, it's readily available, right? So bleach is kind of everywhere. It's something that is really easy for owners to get. It's very inexpensive. So if we have an owner that, let's say, we can't afford to do that culture and we don't want to keep picking different antibiotics, or we do get one of those scary cultures back that we have limited options for, and say the only systemic option available is something like rifampin or amikacin. Well, those are really big antibiotics and they have a lot of side effects with them. So if I'm going to put a dog on rifampin, I require lab work, which can add up in cost. Amikacin, I require lab work because I have to watch their kidneys. Plus, it can be fairly expensive in a bigger dog to do something like amikacin. So if I have an owner that we are limited on options or they can't afford those options, and again, bleach is a very inexpensive option. Bleach soaks are something that we know can actually be very effective against multi-drug or methicillin-resistant infections. And there's different ways you can do it, and there's lots of different protocols of what veterinary dermatologists utilize as far as bleach goes. I have had some colleagues who will rotate. So they'll do chlorhexidine bathing, you know, every other day. And on the days they don't do chlorhexidine bathing, they'll do bleach soaks. You certainly can use dilute bleach daily. Really, the only side effect or downfall that you will see with bleach is, you know, of course, irritation, depending on the concentration you use. You can get cirrhosis, which is dry skin. And that's one of the first things that owners will always ask is, well, isn't it going to dry out their skin? And I always tell them, like, potentially, but, you know, at that point, I can kind of get the skin back under control as far as being dry, as long as we've gotten rid of that bacterial infection. So I don't get too worried about that. I do have them watch for things like straight irritation. But like I said, you can do it daily or every other day. I've even had some cases that really struggle with pyoderma, and they'll, you know, to a point once or twice a week as like a maintenance, utilize something like bleach soaks, but that's not very typical. If we're going to do the bleach soak, so you can do like a spray, spot treat with something like a sponge or soak them, we often don't actually recommend that they rinse it off. Like, you just have them put it on the skin and let it fully dry, and then they can kind of go about their day. And so we usually want them to have, you know, put it on in an area that's going to be okay as far as bleach goes. So I always recommend owners apply it either in the bathtub and do not let them leave until they're fully dry, or apply it outside and don't let them come in until they're fully dry. It is bleach. So even though we're diluting it, and we're going to talk about some of the concentrations that are out there, it is still bleach and it could still stain things. So we want to make sure that we're being thoughtful of that. We don't want an owner frustrated because there's bleach stains all over their house, and we didn't really forewarn them of that. And so again, we'll have them apply it outside or have them apply it when they're in a bathtub. Now, as far as dilutions, like I said, there are various things you can find in the literature. There are some studies that kind of look at percentages. So they'll mention things like 0.06% to 0.19%. And so you can kind of create whatever amount, depending on the size of the dog, you need to get to that percentage of bleach. So it's pretty darn dilute. I've also seen ratios in the literature. So anything from like 1 to 32, or 1 to 10, that's, you know, obviously going to be more concentrated. And so you will, at the higher ends of those concentration, whether you're at the 0.19% or 1 to 10, you're going to get the potential to have some more skin irritation. But there's no one agreed upon percentage or ratio. Honestly, you're going to see lots of different things in the literature, but those are the most common, just kind of depending on what you find successful in your practice. You can also use things to help with irritating the skin. So a moisturizer or some of the topical fatty acids, if it does seem like they're kind of having some irritation to their skin. So that's something that you can utilize in between things, like either put up application of the bleach. Some people will actually do the soaks and still let them rinse it off after like 10 minutes if they're doing like a true soak. I tend to do more of the spot on depending on the case. But if they do utilize something like a soak and have them rinse it off, then they'll use something like a moisturizing shampoo after, just to kind of help restore the skin, because that dry skin is a side effect we can see with bleach. The other thing that you have to be considerate of when utilizing bleach is it oxidizes. So you don't want them just to make a huge amount of this bleach dilution and just have it in a jar and use it when they want. They either need to make it fresh every time, or there are some ingredients. If you go online and search for Dakin solution, Dakin's being D-A-K-I-N-S, you'll actually find some recipes for a bleach solution that you can either find them for veterinarian, or you can actually just derive them from some of the human literature that's out there, and they will have it made in a way that actually lasts for a little bit longer, so like a couple days. I still don't think it's extremely long, but sometimes I'll have owners do that. I'll print out a Dakin solution handout for them and they will make it. And so there's various forms of Dakin solution online that can also be utilized, but that's why bleach comes in an opaque bottle. is because it can oxidize. So we want to make sure that we're forewarning owners about that. So either have them make Dakin solution and follow the kind of guidelines that's online for that, or I have them just make a ratio fresh each time. So clearly if it's a small dog, we don't need to make a gallon of this dilute bleach. We can make smaller amounts, which is why you can use the percentage or the ratio depending on the size of lesion, size of pet, whether it's a focal area of superficial pyoderma, or you have a more diffuse case, then you can kind of manipulate it based on that. There are some commercial products. There is a hypochlorous acid containing solution like Vetresin. Various studies I've kind of seen on that. I personally don't use that very often, but I also see the worst of the worst cases. So, you know, that may be something for more mild cases that may be effective, but for really aggressive pyodermas, I don't find it as helpful. There is also a shampoo that contains some sodium hypochlorite and salicylic acid called Command. There is one small study kind of showing some benefit with that, but just based on ease and expense, and most people have bleach in their household, I tend just to use a form of the dilute bleach or Dakin solution. And depending on the case, I'll either have them spot treat every day, or we may rotate every other day with something like a 3-4% chlorhexidine bath. So I just kind of wanted to put that information out there. You can find a lot of additional information online. Like I said, you can find some really nice studies looking at different ratios of bleach and different just kind of benefits of it. But it is really inexpensive. It's something that if you have a superficial pyoderma and an owner cannot afford culture, or they want something besides antibiotics, or you get a scary culture that doesn't really have any options for systemic therapy for you, then it can be very successful, but owners have to be really diligent about it. So it's not necessarily an easy thing to do. They have to know the side effects to watch for, like irritation, dry skin. They have to know how to apply it, where to apply it, so they don't end up with bleach stains all over their house. And then rechecks are still really, really, really important to see if we can kind of, when can we back away? When is it appropriate not to have to necessarily do, you know, bleach spot on anymore? And we always, one, want to do cytology to make sure we know we're dealing with something like a true bacterial infection and pyoderma, but two, recheck the case and figure out the underlying cause. So remember, there's always a reason a pyoderma is there. So just because you get through a really difficult multi-drug resistant or methicillin resistant pyoderma, we don't just want to be done and not manage the case further. We need to look to see, is there allergies we need to manage so we can minimize the chance of that pyoderma coming back? Is there an endocrinopathy we need to manage? We do our cytology because maybe it's not a pyoderma, maybe it's a pemphigus case or a lymphoma case. So all of those basics we've talked about in other episodes of the podcast definitely still hold true here, but bleach is one of those options. Like I said, we can look into, you can pick a ratio that fits for you, whatever you find successful, but that is what the literature is supportive of. And it is a great way to cheaply and, you know, effectively manage pyoderma, especially if we don't have the ability to culture, we're suspecting resistance, or an owner cannot afford to do a particular systemic antimicrobial based on lab work or cost of the medication. So it is something we do use along with chlorhexidine or on its own, and can be really helpful in those tough superficial pyoderma cases.